Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yes, it is. It beats the alternative for now. Paul Douglas with you. DJ producing. Jordana, I think, in the air or almost in the air, flying back from Colorado. She spent a few days with a friend. It's nice to have friends, but if you have friends who have places in Vail, you know, interesting places to visit. She was out there, and she was in tears a couple of days ago. For those of you who listen often, thank you. You heard Jordana breaking down on the air. I mean, just so grateful with her leukemia to be able to be on a snowboard, going down the slopes a couple of times. She doesn't have the energy that she had pre-pandemic, pre-cancer, but she was so grateful just to, A, be with friends, B, have a chance to do a little bit of snowboarding earlier this week. So anyway, she's flying back right now, and she'll be back with us next week. DJ is here, really excited about National Drink Wine Day. Aren't you, DJ? You're talking about all these.
You know these I scams. Hate all those national whatever it is day. It's like National Elbow Day too, and I just made that
is
up.
It?
And those are just as relevant as each other. Let me go back to Jordana though. I'm going to answer your question a different way by going a totally different direction. Jordana got so much joy from going snowboarding, and I think that's a lesson to all of us that the things you enjoy and maybe take for granted, Jordana, like the hard way, got to re-enjoy snowboarding the way that we should all enjoy all of the things that we do in life. So if you're out this weekend snowmobiling or going to the zoo or just having breakfast with your family or whatever it is, take an extra second to enjoy that, because, you know, Jordana knows and shared with us that, you know, life can take twists and turns, and because of her cancer, she got to appreciate snowboarding in a different way. And I think that's a lesson to all of us to appreciate the people and the things we enjoy. So I'm inspired by her.
Well said. I am too.
Yeah.
I mean, to look at the world through the eyes of a wide-eyed child, right? I mean, you get older, you get a little cynical, skeptical, and it's good to be skeptical. You should be skeptical of everything, but if that flavors everything you do, and you become a professional skeptic, I think much of the joy leaks out of life. And Jordana has rediscovered that joy looking at the world through the eyes of a small child and taking nothing for granted, you know, one day at a time. So anyway, a tough day. Condolences to the family, the constituents of Congressman Jim Hagedorn. I had a chance to meet him a couple of years ago with his wife, Jennifer Carnahan. former Minnesota GOP chairwoman, and, you know, 59 years old. He's been suffering from kidney cancer for 3 years, and he just passed away peacefully, according to his office, surrounded by his wife, Jennifer, extended family and friends. Again, he's been battling kidney cancer for 3 years while working vigorously day in and day out for the people of Minnesota's first district. So condolences. And I saw all of the accolades, the words of sympathy and condolence coming in from Republicans, from Democrats, from independents. We certainly wish his family healing during this really, really tough time. What did you make of Kimberly Potter's sentence? 2 years, 16 months in prison, and then the rest on supervised release. She could have faced up to 15. She got two. The judge said it was the saddest case in her 20 years on the bench. And Judge Chu ruled that Potter deserved less than the state guidelines because she made a mistake that ended tragically. She never intended to hurt anyone, according to the judge. This is a cop who made a tragic mistake. Dante Wright's mom, Katie Bryant, said in a victim impact statement that she will never forgive Potter. So everybody has their own opinion. Wasn't enough. I thought it was a little light. But again, I wasn't in there listening to every word of testimony. Prosecution was asking for, 7 years? She wound up with 16 months of that in prison. Is that accountability? Is that justice? What do you think, DJ?
Well, I don't think it's a good or a celebratory day for anybody because... No. You know, she made a terrible mistake and she's going to pay for it. And that's bad news for her and her family. She didn't set out that day to make a mistake and end up in jail, but she has to pay the consequence. And those on maybe the other side of this issue that are fighting for the stop of some systemic issues we have regarding police and race in our country, I don't think it's a good day necessarily for them either. They didn't get the sentence they wanted. And it's still true that that's still a big issue. And I think you have to take every case as it comes. But it doesn't put to bed any of the issues we have in our culture. And I don't know that it's a good day for anybody. I think it's maybe a fair day for this specific case, but not necessarily a good day for, you know, any of the parties involved.
I agree. Lose-lose, and nothing's going to bring Dante right back. So, I mean, we can argue what is justice, what is accountability, but oof. All right, when we come back, a deep breath, a cleansing breath, a couple of interesting movies out. Tim Lammers is going to tell us all about that next.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from DirectConversations.com. It's Tim Lammers, presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Voyage was not just about gold. It was something much more valuable.
This cross has a very tragic history. So much blood.
I'm pretty sure he just threatened to kill me.
Oh, this is gonna suck!
Don't get caught.
You were just gonna leave me back there.
Somebody had to get the cross.
Was a clip from a new theatrical release in the theaters now, Uncharted, starring Tom Holland. And Tim Lammers is here to tell us all about it. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you, Paul. I don't know if you're into video gaming at all. I am not. My children are, though.
Yeah, so, my kids are. Yeah.
You know, and that's how I learn about, you know, what video games like Uncharted are about, or Resident Evil, or Tomb Raider, you know. I mean, that's part of my job, to at least know who these characters are. And in this case, Nathan Drake, he's an Indiana Jones sort of adventurer. Him and his brother grew up dreaming of finding this treasure trove that never made its destination, the Magellan Expedition in the 1500s. And once he gets old enough, Nathan Drake, he is encountered by this other adventurer played by Mark Wahlberg to search for this gold once more. And if they find it, they're hoping that they can locate Nathan's long-lost brother as well. So, you know, it's Indiana Jones, it's Pirates of the Caribbean, it's about a half a dozen other, you know, big-budget blockbuster-type action movies. I really hate to say it, Paul, but I think Tom Holland is miscast in this movie, though, because, you know, he kind of still feels like Spider-Man to me. It basically feels like Peter Parker on an Indiana Jones type of adventure, and we're not getting the sort of actor that you might envision if you're a video game player, or if you even see a picture of the guy from the video game, just like, I don't know if that's, you know, Tom Holland or not, but look, it's entertaining, and if that's all you want, that's what you're definitely going to get for a couple hours.
Tom Holland fans will enjoy this, right?
I think so. I mean, it all depends. I mean, if they're Tom Holland fans who happen to play Uncharted, and, you know, people are sticklers for what they read in books and the interpretations of characters as they are with video games. And I think maybe a good example here comes with that title that's streaming right now that we talked about on Tuesday. People did not really necessarily like Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher, but the guy who's playing him on Amazon Prime Video now on streaming loved the guy because he physically embodies this guy. He is a 6'5" character, even though he's 6'2" in real life. He looks 6'5", hulking man. And, you know, Tom Cruise is, you know, pretty physically fit, but he's not 6'5" and hulking. So, you know, it's sort of that same situation here. So, I mean, if you don't know anything about the video game going in, you're just going to enjoy it just like everything else. I kind of have a little issue with Tom Holland doing Spider-Man things without being bitten by the radioactive spider. He's hanging out the back of a cargo plane, hopping from crate to crate in, you know, 20,000 feet in the air. And come on, man, unless you're Spider-Man, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of video games, and I'm dating myself and I don't care. I mean, I grew up playing pinball machines with my buddies and then Pong and Pac-Man. That was a big deal. And I mentioned this to my kids and they laugh and laugh and laugh.
Sure.
But, any memories? What was the quintessential video game for you growing up?
You mentioned one of them, man. It was Pong.
Woo!
Yeah, and pinball. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was our deal. I mean, yeah. You know, you got the Asteroids and the arcade or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and Pac-Man. You know, that was about it for me. You know, I'm really amazed at how sophisticated video games are now. And, you know, my sons and my youngest daughter are huge into them. And, you know, they'll give me the controller once in a while, and I'm all thumbs. Well, yes, I do use my thumbs, but I feel like I'm all thumbs. I don't know what I'm doing here. What? I'm supposed to turn with this? And, you know, yeah, and that's the sort of stuff that, you know, this is a PlayStation game, this Uncharted is. So I leave that up to the experts. I mean, again, if you can find something simple for me, then I might, you know, play once in a while. But for the most part, yeah, I kind of avoid it and let the kids play them.
Try mini golf on Oculus, the immersive three-dimensional. It'll change your life. It is very, very cool. I'm not sure where the metaverse is going, but My kids got me up to speed on that, and it's incredible. Hey, I want to get to this next clip. This is starring Channing Tatum, a clip from Dog.
I've been busting my ass to get my mind and my body back into a good place.
I need to get back in the game, sir.
You want to get back in the game? Prove it. Sergeant Rodriguez was a legend.
Family funeral Sunday outside of Nogales.
They want his dog at the funeral. You do this, and you're back in the game.
She won't work with anyone. One minute she's good, the next minute she's sending three guys to the ER.
What's up, dog?
And you're gonna go on a little road trip.
Easy.
What are y'all so scared of? Smell it out, bitch.
Boy, I do like, I do very much like Channing Tatum. So I'm hopeful that you like this a little bit more than you did Uncharted.
You know, look, I liked Uncharted okay, but look, Channing Tatum, he's been a hit and miss guy for me. I thought he was really funny in Free Guy.
Yeah.
You can tell his heart is really in Dog. I mean, he co-directs the picture in addition to starring about it. And, you know, it's a tale about something I care very deeply about, and that's how, you know, war veterans cope with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, we have two veterans from the Iraq War. You have an Army Ranger played by Channing Tatum named Briggs. You have a dog, a Belgian Malinois, who would, you know, sniff out bombs and do all those jobs over in Iraq. Her handler died, so his job is to go 1,500 miles across the country to attend the funeral of this former handler. Just really for the sake of the Gold Star family that survived him. So it's one of these deals where the human and the dog don't quite see eye to eye. But look, this dog named Lulu, you can just tell she's had just as much soul and she's just as lost as Briggs. So you can feel her confusion. You can feel her sorrow. It's not entirely a downer of a movie, though. There's a lot of funny stuff in it. But again, what I like about it is, and, you know, coming from a military family, it has that important message of how veterans deal with PTSD and how there is hope and how there is treatment and how Briggs seeks healing and how this dog can help bring about this healing. Look, Paul, the name of the movie's Dog. I'm in anyway because I love dogs. But then it takes on even a bigger meaning to me,
sure.
Again, because of its military theme.
Yeah. Well, we're in a military family, and anything that takes PTSD head on and provides some healing, that's great. Hey, 30 seconds left, Tim. Happy hour coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We're asking Minnesotans what they're happy about. What are you happy about, most happy about right now?
I'm most happy, you always put me on the spot with this, Paul.
I'm sorry.
I'm happy that I'm seeing a lot of good entertainment lately. You know, because, look, as you know, I'm passionate about what I do. I love movies. I love the streaming shows that are on out there. And again, if you get that sort of entertainment, it lifts you up. It lifts your spirits. And, you know, that's what it's for. That's what it's there for. It doesn't have to be brain surgery all the time. So if it makes me happy, I'm happy to tell you about it, hoping other people watch it and hoping it gives other people the break from the doldrums of everyday life.
Amen, brother. It's a coping skill for many of us, and there's so much out there, and we appreciate you pointing us in the right direction for consideration. So thank you, Tim Lammers. Have a great weekend. Jura and I will be back with you Tuesday of next week. You have a good
one. All right, Paul. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. So when we come back, a game changer coming up that you're going to want to hear more about. And I have bad news if you're expecting a Porsche delivery or a Bentley delivery anytime soon. That's coming up next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Schadenfreude. You know what Schadenfreude is, don't you? When you take delight in somebody else's misfortune. It's a German word. Schadenfreude.
I don't know German, Paul.
Was ist los? Noch ein Bier? You can't even ask for a beer. Noch ein Bier? Bitte?
No, but I've been to Germany, and you don't need to speak German to ask for a beer.
Well, in Germany, they appreciate that you make the effort. In France, if you try to speak broken, horrible French, they will answer you in English.
Yeah.
But generally, in Germany, they appreciate making the effort. So what's better than a dumpster fire? Have you heard about this cargo ship in the Atlantic? This 656-foot-long cargo ship, it's called the Felicity Ace, and it was packed with exotic vehicles. Apparently, it's adrift and on fire in the eastern Atlantic near the Azores. Over 1,000 Porsches on board, along with hundreds of VWs, apparently hundreds of Bentleys. The 22-man crew evacuated. They got picked up. They're safe, but there's nobody on board this giant cargo ship, which is just adrift. And apparently dealerships in the United States are reaching out to customers who are expecting car deliveries later this year. The old cargo ship fire excuse. Apparently one Porsche customer got a note, an email from the dealership, just said, hey, your Porsche is on its way, but it's on a ship that's adrift at sea and on fire. Just an old man. So, yeah, we got that going for you.
Now, if that ship is abandoned and, like, you know, you and I hired a boat to go out and, I mean, is that considered just like lost cargo at sea? Could we just go out there and claim that ship
I don't think it's like sunken treasure. It's on fire.
Oh, yeah, but it's abandoned. I think it is like sunken treasure. I think we can just go get a Bentley.
But how would you get the Bentley off? How would you do that? Have you thought this through?
We'll just go out there and figure it out.
Okay, MacGyver.
We'll just put a tow strap on it, and then we'll tow it back.
Obviously, the ship is insured. I sure hope it's insured. But somebody wants to recover some of that so it's not a total loss. But I think they're still close enough to the Azores they can tow this thing ashore, maybe put out the fire before everything is destroyed. But good grief.
Well, we could just take a half a dozen Bentleys and they would never notice them. One for me, one for you, and sell the other four.
That's theft. That would be theft, DJ. But I'd like to get you a DeLorean. You're too young to remember. Do you remember Back to the Future and the DeLorean?
Well, I am too young, but I do remember Back to the Future. Absolutely.
So listen to this. DeLorean Motor Company appears to be planning a battery-powered coupe under the DeLorean brand. There's going to be a reveal sometime later this year. The Texas-based company acquired the rights to the original DeLorean name. It currently only sells parts for the original model, but apparently there will be a gull-winged DeLorean, maybe an electric DeLorean, revealed later this year. And if you've got $450,000, that's how much Virgin Galactic is charging to launch you into space. A 90-minute rocket ride that brushes the edge of space, only $150,000 deposit. And get this, DJ, they already have 600 reservations, takes off from New Mexico. The spaceship gracefully flips while astronauts enjoy several minutes of out-of-seat weightlessness and breathtaking views of Earth from the spaceship's 17 windows. That's according to a statement from Virgin Galactic. That's Richard Branson's company. $450,000, 90-minute rocket ride. Just a few minutes of weightlessness. Pass. I think I'm going to wait. Going to wait a little longer. When we come back, a game changer brought to you by Thrivent. Stick around for this. It's coming up next on CCO.
trailblazers, rule breakers, role models, game changers. While Title IX opened the door for girls and women in education and sports, some took the opportunity to make history and create a lasting legacy both on the playing field and in the boardroom. Now let's feature one of them and her story with Paul and Jordana. This is Game Changers on News Talk 830 WCCO. Proudly presented by Thrivent, a Fortune 500 financial services organization championing female leaders.
Paul Douglas back with you with another segment of Game Changers. This is something we do every Friday, and it's brought to you by Thrivent. We have a chance to meet some inspiring women. And I couldn't help but notice, as of this morning, the U.S. in Beijing has won 21 medals at the Winter Olympics. 21 medals. Women have won at least 15 of those 21 medals. Women getting it done. And one woman who has a history of getting things done is Lisa Lissamore. She's associate director of the Minnesota State High School League. Lisa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you were something of a phenomenon at the St. Paul Central School with your basketball prowess. Tell us a little bit about how your basketball experience. I know you got a scholarship to play in Des Moines. You've done some amazing things. How has that set you up for what you're doing right now every day?
You know what? It has been an amazing journey, starting on the playgrounds at Oxford Playground in St. Paul, Rondo community, playing with friends in the gym, and, you know, learning at or setting a goal, quite frankly, as an eighth grader to use my athletic abilities to earn a scholarship at Grandview College. And that's exactly and that's exactly what I did. And so that in itself taught me a great deal about goal setting and the things that you have to do to achieve your goals. From there, I've been very, very fortunate to always be surrounded by people who have made my success a priority in their lives. And it's through those individuals that they have all opened many, many doors for me. And fortunately, I was wise enough to follow their counsel and their guidance and to try and do my best whenever walking through, you know, those doors, to be quite honest, Paul. It is not me. It is a lot of people, that village that I come from, that has made many of these things possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, life, business, it's a confidence game. And teamwork is not optional. I mean, you have to work with other people in most jobs that I'm aware of. You were there at the beginning of Title IX, and it must have been interesting having a front row seat. What stands out in your mind, Lisa?
You know, it is interesting because what I've learned working here at the Minnesota State High School League, and one of the joys is meeting so many different people from so many different walks of life. And so I've oftentimes been on the stage with other women my age, and their story is just significantly different than mine. As I mentioned earlier, I grew up at Oxford Playground, where there were opportunities for both girls and boys, and we had our own girls' teams. And so I never had to play on a boys' team, if you will, never had to play with the boys. There was always a team for us to play. We had a full year-round program of sports. And so in the fall, we started out with flag football, believe it or not, and we were playing against other girls from other recreation centers that offered flag football as well. From flag football, we went into the gyms and began to play basketball. Following basketball, we, you know, in the summer and spring months, we ran track, played softball, did all of those kinds of things. And so there were always opportunities for me to play and to play competitively if that's what I wanted to do. Learning about the experiences of others who did not have those opportunities, who had to play on their boys' team, who had to tuck their ponytails away so that they could look like a boy, or people didn't recognize they were a girl. I learned those things when I stepped into this role here at the Minnesota State High School League. Again, very grateful for the community that I grew up in and for those who supported my athletic goals and wishes. It just has been an incredible journey for me, and my story is just a slightly different from others. And so, again, it's another thing that I learned when stepping into this role here at the Minnesota State High School League. I thought everyone had the same opportunities that I had as a 10-year-old girl growing up in St. Paul.
Lisa, are things getting better? We have about 30 seconds, but when it comes to gender equity in sports, we're not there yet, but my assumption, my hope, is that things are getting better. Is that a fair statement?
I think things are getting better. We do have a ways to go. If you look at participation numbers, Paul, you'll see that here in Minnesota, you know, for the past 4 to 5 years, we've had over 100,000 girls participating in the 16 different programs that the high school league sponsors for girls. That to me is an incredible, you know, is an upward trend line, if you will. If you look across the country, there are four women who are managing high school. They're the executive director of high school athletic association. That is new. Yeah. In addition to that, the national organization that we all belong to is run by a woman for the very first time in that organization's 100-year history. So there are a lot of gains that have been made over the last decade, if you will, specifically in the area of participation across the nation and here in Minnesota, and then the leadership roles that are now assumed by women. So a lot of gains, but still a ways to go.
Yeah. Well, you're a big part of that wave. Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director of the Minnesota State High School League, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.